Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Tyler Arnold is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops, then destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw that a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. It is in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the time of Jesus, we know wedding banquets to go longer than a few hours, but rather a number of days. These celebrations were not to be celebrated too quickly. And besides, since it was so important to celebrate, it was expected that all those who were invited would come to the feast. In fact, there are a number of places in the scriptures where there is references to wedding feasts. Could go back to the Gospel of Luke, of course, in the 14th chapter. Even in that parable that precedes this exact one, Jesus speaks. He tells the Pharisees not to take that top seat at the table, but rather the lower one, and to be moved up. Of course, we've heard about the wedding feast at Cana, and Jesus turning the water into wine so that those festivities would not end and he would avoid disaster. And then there is the wedding feast of the Lamb, of course, the feast that has no end. And that's spoken of to us in the revelation of St. John, the 19th chapter. Jesus himself given for the sake of eternal life for all those who are in him. So banquets, wedding feasts, feasts in general, well, they have an important role in the times of Scripture, but also in our times today as well. And here is where you are invited to the feast, to the banquet. Here is where you get a seat. Here is where the servants are sent by the master's word to search out for the wedding guests. It's an undeserved seat, and you didn't have to invite yourself. Hard to believe that you and I are on the guest list. And for that reason, you might have a few questions to ask your Lord, who is the master, about yourself. Who am I to be invited to such a grand feast? I don't deserve it. Who am I? Because there are times where I have betrayed the master. I have not been to him what he expects me to be. Who am I, undeserving, wretched sinner that I am? How did I get an invitation to such a wonderful and marvelous place? Who am I in the midst of all of this? The Savior's joking, right? The Master can't be serious. He must be up to something. Now we can see how we might feel this way. Is he using this banquet as a thing to set up something to spite us with, to judge us, to pour out his wrath upon us? And that question may to you seem very outrageous, but in my pastoral experience, I have had many ask me this very question. And the reason? Because of their perceived unworthiness for themselves to come to the Master's feast. And for sure, they're right, of course. And you know them to be right. As you have heard many times, you are a sinner through and through, and you deserve it not. But yet here our Lord is, with an invitation that goes beyond measure for the sake of those that do not deserve it. People fear this invitation, thinking them to be unworthy to approach the Lord and to receive the gifts that he promises. And they fear also the judging eyes of others as they approach his throne, wondering if they think that that person is just such a hypocrite. They know me. They know what I've done. Beloved, this banquet feast of God's word and free forgiveness to those who have been invited to the Master's feast, they would be invitations that go out to you to bring in the masses. And he said to his servants, "The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go there for the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find." And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. The servants gathered all whom they found. And in case you have any questions of what kind of people they found, St. Matthew is clear, both bad and good, perceived by the world's eyes, that is. God's gracious invitation to the feast that never ends does not discriminate. And thank God, though any of us could feel unworthy to approach the table of our Lord, heed this invitation, beloved in the Lord. Do not ignore it. We are all unworthy, but our Lord and his blood makes us worthy by grace through faith. You know, there's another reason as a pastor I've seen people uninvite themselves to the wedding feast, or even to be in the midst of God's people in his house to hear his word, to receive his blessed forgiveness. And those people are the people that need to hear the law, because they are the people who think that they can be fed by the things of this world much better than they can be fed by the blood of Jesus. They believe that they can fill themselves up with that which they find to satisfy themselves, their hearts, their souls. But this food is never good enough. It always leaves the person wanting. It always leaves the person empty in the long run. But the food, as this will not fill us up, is that kind of food that is oftentimes chased after by this world. It will only leave you wanting and never satisfied. But at Christ's feast, we are filled with the bread of life. This is the feast of real sustenance for you and for me. Now, I don't know why I was, but this week I was thinking back about the days of the pandemic, and maybe because I was thinking about this particular text and how very separated we were in the time of COVID. We can look at this in that time that we had separated from each other, separated from God's house, separated from his supper, as the devil's attack. And believe you me, brothers and sisters, the devil had a field day. He loved to see us bicker about quarantine and about masks. He loved how God's people were required to keep away from one another. He loved how disenchanted we became, how cynical we were, how much fear we had. He loved the fact that the children of God were not gathering together in His house to receive His blessed gifts. He loved to disunite Christians and convince us that gathering at the wedding feast is not so important, and to continue to implant that idea, unfortunately, into the hearts and minds of God's people today. So unfortunate, but this is the devil's attack. It is important for God's people to be together. It's very important for us to hear His word. I also think of a very important task that has laid hold upon this place here, the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, because you have a valuable place within the church as well. Very valuable. I like to think of the LCMS as the party planning committee for the Master who will put on His grand feast. The Master uses us to put on this feast of blessed hope. It supports congregations to carry out the mission of sharing the Word of God to the nations, to administrating the sacraments for the sake of grace. And let me be very forward to you that are gathered here in chapel today, especially about your work. The church needs you badly. It needs you to support the mission of the church. Pastors need you. Congregations need you. The people of God need what you provide because you support missionaries. You support congregations. And you do so out of love and prayer, but by the very sweat of your brow. Thank God for you. Your churches need your strength. And that comes from the places that you will find yourselves on Sunday mornings, at the divine service table, as gathered guests, invited by our Lord, not for the Master's sake, but for your sake, your spiritual well-being. Now that's important for you and for your families, but it's important to me and all those that depend on you in the greater church as well. And for those who do not work here, those who are listening elsewhere, it's the same. For all of you as well, strengthened to be gathered and to be fed for the sake of the church, the bread of life for you, the bread of life for sustenance, the bread of life given to all of us so that the word may take hold into the hearts and minds of those who do not know our Lord. So, the Master is going to put on a great banquet, and His invitation is going to go far and wide, and it goes out to all, to you and to me. Join the party. The Lord pours out His grace at the feast. The Lord provides the life that you have in the feast. In His word, at His table, we receive what God places upon our lives. His place is to give us the food for forgiveness, and we are the receivers of such blessings. And there's no better place. This is true. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.